This podcast is brought to you by A&M Digital Technologies. Be sure to visit their website at amdigitaltechnologies.com for all of your technology needs. They have everything from security cameras, PCs, tablets, cell phones, and more. Again, their website is amdigitaltechnologies.com.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WVRC 104.7 FM's live streaming coverage of Roan County High School and Calhoun County High School Lady Basketball action. The Lady Raiders versus the Lady Red Devils in a cross-county rivalry game, a rematch of a game on the 21st of January, a close ball game throughout over at Mount Zion. And in the end, the Lady Red Devils of Calhoun County running away at the end with the victory in that contest by a final of 60-44. Both of these teams coming in on hot streaks here tonight. Roan County winners of five straight games and six of their last seven contests. They are 10-8 overall on the season. In the Little Kanawha Conference Eastern Division, they are even at 5-5. For Calhoun County, they may be the hottest team in Class Single A, winners of nine straight ball games. They have really hit their stride, playing with some very high confidence. 13-4 overall on the season for the Red Devils. 7-3 in the Little Kanawha Conference Eastern Division. This is the last game of the week for Calhoun County before LKC's. For Roan County, this is their last contest before LKC's as well. And it looks, appears as if Roan County will be the four seed traveling to the number three seed in the West, Williamstown. For Calhoun County, still waiting to find out whether they'll be the two or three seed, and that will shake out after tomorrow night. Glad you could join us, though, on our Facebook live feed of Roan County and Calhoun County girls basketball action. Andrew Miller alongside my partner Matt White, Joe McDonald from A&M Digital Technologies, providing our graphics once again on our Facebook page. And we've got a substitute up on the camera, and that is John Pinna filling in for our traditional camera person, Katie Nutter. Matt, a rematch of the game we saw just a couple of weeks ago at Mount Zion. This was a very close game. The final score, 16 points, as Calhoun started to run away with it towards the end. But these two teams played very close the first three and a half quarters.
Well, the thing is that Roan County was going to sell out on stopping Josie Montgomery and did that to the tune, I believe she only had 8 points in that ball game. It was the rest of the team that picked it up. You know, Cunningham and Yeager were really, really solid against Roan County. They ran a lot of pick and rolls. We saw that was kind of the turning point for Roan County as to, you know, selling out on playing a lot of man-to-man defense. And Cunningham and Yeager really ran the ball well with, like, a lot of high ball screens, pick and rolls. If you give Cunningham a crease, she's going to be able to take it. She's very quick with the ball, very quick to the basket. So if you're going to sell out playing man-to-man, one, you've got to cut off the dribble penetration, and two, your backside help defense has got to be very aware of where the ball is at all times. I mean, you can't give up those backdoor cuts. You know, we've seen the last four or five games, Roan County selling out on trying to pick off the passing lanes with this experienced group with Hess, Cunningham, Montgomery out top. I worry that you're going to over pursue and get caught on some backdoor cuts. That's where the backside defense has got to step up and be able to recognize what the play is and before it develops.
I've got to think you're going to see for Roan County a little bit of matchup zone in this one. For Calhoun County, playing at a high level, we're going to see man-to-man
go
defense.
Triangle and two.
Calhoun County getting set to square off for the second time this season. Roan County winners of five straight, six of seven. Calhoun County nine in a row. They are playing high-level basketball as the season closes here in the next couple of weeks. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First off, for the Lady Red Devils.
Now it's their traditional starting lineup. 5'5 senior guard Ella Hess. 5'5 senior guard Savannah Cunningham. 5'9 senior guard Josie Montgomery. 5'1 sophomore guard Trista Arnold. And the 5'11 junior forward anchoring the middle, Jocelyn Yeager.
For Roan County, traditional starting five, 5'6 junior guard Maddie Hall, playing tremendous defense and having a couple of great offensive games the last two. Faith Mason, a 6-foot junior guard, leader on the team in scoring. Cameron Starcher, a 5'7" junior three guard, playing both offense and defense quite well. Pair of forwards, pair of sophomores underneath, and a pair of 5'9" players for Abby Eastman and Hope Mason underneath for the Lady Raiders. Roane County in the home whites, jerseys and pants, Lady Raiders on the front, and caps. Maroon letters, maroon numbers, trimmed out in black with the Raider R on both hip pockets and stripes down the side in maroon. Black uniforms for Calhoun tonight, jerseys and pants. Calhoun in capital letters across the front in red. They've got red numbers, the letters trimmed out in white for Calhoun County. Lady Raiders trying to keep the momentum going as the season goes on for Calhoun County. They are trying to position themselves for another possible postseason run coming off of last year's historic season, making it to the state tournament for the first time ever and winning their opening round game in the tournament. This may be the first time in my life I haven't had to look at spot charts to see who I know is on the floor. Been able to broadcast some Calhoun Lady Red Devil basketball this year. In the center circle, Faith Mason, Jocelyn Yeager. One of the few times Mason is matched in size. Mason 6 foot, Yeager goes 5'11". Official in the center circle. We're ready to go here from Roane County High School. Hit by Yeager into the back court, controlled by Roane County.
And Mason mistimed it a little bit, and Yeager, unfortunately, just hit it right to the Roane County defender.
We're going to see some very good defenders in this one. Here's a base or a wing three off the mark by Faith Mason, but the rebound tipped and knocked off the foot of Cunningham.
Yeah, what a play by Hope Mason to tip that one back in bounds and knock it off of Cunningham.
We see Cunningham, and I hope we see Cunningham versus Hall a couple times here tonight. Two masterful defenders. Three-point opportunity missing for Hall, coming off that big night, four three-pointers in that victory last night against South Harrison. Montgomery attacking against Mason. Hess over on the baseline. Yeager underneath. Cunningham, left wing. Montgomery, patient, attacking to the rim. And Montgomery scores the first bucket of the night. I mentioned this our last broadcast with Calhoun, Matt. It looks like Montgomery almost fully healed from that scope knee surgery before the season. Loose ball out top off of Roane County's miss, and it will go over to Calhoun County. This will say last touch by Maddie Hall.
See, looks like Roane County going to stick with man-to-man defense. Not going necessarily full court pressure with it, but just enough to try to disrupt the timing, try to slow the offense of Calhoun down.
We will see Hall v. Cunningham right now. Those two very good defenders, but both good ball handlers as well. Be an interesting cat and mouse game. Roane County switching off on screens. Yeager attacks down the right lane. Good defense by Eastman. Rebound, Faith Mason.
That was great. Stayed up nice and tall and just forced an errant shot. You don't have to reach to disrupt it.
First three opportunity for Roane County's Cameron Starcher. And Starcher continuing to play tremendous in the second half of this season. Now Montgomery steps through, splits two defenders, can't get the first one to fall, attacks the board, and the rebound and the putback for the senior Montgomery.
Yeah, just great concentration to follow her own shot.
Roane County going to pull another three. That one misses for Faith Mason. Little Sis with the rebound. Mason into the lane, attacks, was falling down on the shot attempt. And the rebound tracked down by Calhoun. Montgomery wanting to attack again. Mason, I think, a little bit of body contact.
Yeah, just slow to react to the dribble penetration instead of reach. They called for that one.
So we're going to see the attacking nature of Mason versus the attacking nature of Montgomery. And great defense by both Hall and Cunningham. Hess has it right wing. I tell you, you can't understate the impact that Ella Hess has had since coming back on the season. This is a different Calhoun County team. Jaeger off the miss with the putback.
Yeah, between Montgomery finally getting healthy, getting Hess back after the slow start to the season, it's really ramped it up for the Red Devils.
Another three-point opportunity missed for Mason. Long rebound out top. Hess, beautiful dish down the court from Cunningham. Arnold unable to connect on the left side layup. Ball quickly into the front court. Roane County will reset the offense. 6-3 the lead. Here's a tip pass on the edge, and I think Roane County last to touch it out of bounds. You just can't get a break against this Calhoun defense. Very similar in styles to Roane County. They get deflections. They get steals.
Yeah, very quick to the ball. Very, you know, they almost bait you into trying to throw that pass to the inside, knowing where you're wanting to go with the ball, and just kind of corral the defense right into where you are trying to get the the offensive play to go.
Calhoun on offense. Cunningham gets it outside. First three opportunity for Montgomery. That one pops out. Mason out leaping. Cunningham. Mason into the front court. Dishes it over to Starcher on the wing, and Cameron hits another. Two of two to begin for Starcher. She's got five. Roane County has five.
Well, that was a nice dribble drive penetration from Mason. Did a good job not to draw the charge. You saw Montgomery was setting up for it.
Deep corner goes Hess. She'll dish it out. Cunningham's first opportunity offensively misses. Another defensive rebound for Roane County's Abby Eastman. Eastman averaging 7.5 rebounds per game. Two guard set out top with Hall and Mason. Faith dumps it down to Little Sis in the left corner. Out to Hall. She'll pull from the left wing. And that one, nothing but net for Maddie Hall. And that will cause Coach Kevin Boak to call the first time out of the game. Roane County leading 8-6, 3:41 mark in the first. The banter back and forth between the Roane Riot and a very large Calhoun County student section who has come over here right in front of us. We hope for another exciting game right now, Matt. First 4 minutes, yes.
Yeah, so far so good. Team's trading punches. We've got a little bit of a shift on the defensive side. Roane County seems to be dropping back into a bit more of a 3-2 kind of matchup zone, going away from the man-to-man that didn't work early on.
You know, I thought we might see some of this here this afternoon, and we have. Baseline jumper missing for Hess. Rebound for Roane County. Underneath, Eastman, left block. Dribbles out of pressure, finds Hope Mason, and the moon ball goes up and comes down through the bucket. Roane County on a nice little run here, taking the lead, now leading by four.
Well, we've seen throughout the year Calhoun start slow in ball games and turn it on toward the end.
Maddie Hall, her first steal of the contest, stepping in front of that pass. Pump fake, drives out top, fires another three. And Maddie Hall is feeling it here in the first quarter. Back-to-back threes off of the steal this time. Roane County leading by seven.
We saw her do that late in the ball game last night against South Harrison. Starting to feel her oats a little bit on the offensive side again. Shots going down early.
Montgomery with the possession over on the right wing. Stalking a bit, finds Cunningham. Now back to Montgomery. Baseline three for her, rattles home. And Montgomery gets one from the outside. Back and forth we begin here in the first quarter. 13-9, Roane County leading. Out top, boy, dangerous pass. Cunningham got a hand on it. All able to track it down out near the center circle. Now Mason, baseline jumper from the left. Off the mark, last touched out of bounds by Calhoun's Montgomery. She and Starch are going after that loose ball. Two-minute mark here in the first quarter. Roane County leads by four, looking for some good ball movement. We've seen that the last five games in this streak for the Lady Raiders. Good ball movement. Hall going to pull the trigger on another three, feeling it. Heat check. That one misses. Rebound Cunningham, and she tries the down-court pass. Faith Mason gets those long arms up and tips it into Roane County's bench.
That last one might have been a little bit of a heat check from Hall. Rushed that one a little bit, didn't get the feet set.
Lady Raiders leading by four here. Minute 30 left in the first quarter. They're looking in for Jaeger there, posting up on the right side. Now Cunningham's going to attack. Shot blocked by Mason. Rebound to Jaeger. And the putback no good. Here comes the downcourt pass. Starcher got away with a travel there. Missed the layup, though. Rebound out it goes. Hall gets it to Starcher. Three in the corner, no good. And Roane County unable to connect on that transition bucket opportunity. Right at the minute mark here, first quarter. Trista Arnold going to pull the trigger on a three. Front rims that one. Rebound tracked down in the far corner by Eastman. And now it's thrown away, looking for Hall on the outlet pass.
Yeah, good hustle to track that one down in the corner. You know, almost may have been better off to let that one go out of bounds. But that's not in Eastman's nature to let a ball go. She's going after them all.
Here's Montgomery again. Boy, you cannot leave that young lady open that far. She's going to hit more than she misses from outside.
Nah, that's the whole point of the 3-2 defense. You can't give anything up from the wing. Just fell asleep on the defensive side.
Now pass tipped by Hess, stolen by Jaeger, but on the floor. She tried to feed it out, and Eastman steals it, but Eastman trying to give it over to Hope Mason. Roane County has a little bit of slipperiness right now. And with 28 seconds left in the first quarter, Roane County will call a timeout, leading 13-12. We've got a good first quarter brewing here. Well, not brewing. We've got a good first quarter going. Quick timeout. We'll be back. Remaining first quarter action. We got another good one here in the first quarter. Calhoun took the early lead. Roane County with a battle back, led by as many as four.
We've seen a few games out of Roane County this year where they played really well early on and just weren't able to hold on late. Just like the first matchup with Calhoun County, a very exciting first quarter.
Actually, check that. Roane County led by seven at one point. Montgomery in the lane. Put that ball down at her hip, and I think she fooled the referee underneath. There was
sure
no
there was
contact on that one, but it looked awkward.
Yeah, just the, like I said, bringing it to the hip, the delivery, made it look like an odd shot, like something had happened to it. Not sure anybody got a hold of that one.
Again, many similarities between Montgomery for Calhoun and Mason from Roane, both tremendous free throw shooters. Montgomery, 2-for-2. And Calhoun with the lead now, 14-13. Hall looking for a cross-court dish, tipped by Hess, stolen by Arnold with 3-2. Arnold to the hoop, and Arnold is going to draw the foul on, I believe, Faith Mason.
That's the case. That's number two. Yes, it is. 0.3 left in the quarter. You don't want a cheap foul.
And we see, again, Roane County, sometimes this year they have shown the ability to be a bit cavalier with those passes. They try to just lob them, no fakes, and that is Calhoun County's business defensively.
Yeah, that's the thing that Roane County has done the last five games against their opponents is, you know, bait you into throwing those easy passes that are just a cakewalk to take away.
Big 8-0 run for Roane County to take a seven-point lead. Right back come the Red Devils with a 15-13 lead after one. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Inside the castle, a lively atmosphere here between these cross-county rivals. Big student section outpouring from both sides, and these people are all good buddies, you know. So you got a couple of Calhoun guys over there over in the student section for Roane County getting jabbered at by the Calhoun student section, calling them traitors back and forth. A lot of fun here and a lot of fun for the game. The first quarter was very good for both sides.
Yeah, very exciting, very close contest. 8-8 rebounds, tied up. 4-2 Roane County in assists, 2-2 steals for both teams. 1-0 Raiders with the blocks.
Josie Montgomery coming into tonight's contest. She's breaking all sorts of records this year. She's got one in her sights as well. All-time single season scoring record. Danny Church with 422 right now. Josie Montgomery just 6 points away from that. She's got 12 already in this game. Now, top Mason again. Faith has two fouls. She's got to be careful, and that's a pass that can never be made.
No,
against Calhoun County.
That one wouldn't have worked against anybody. Had to thread the needle.
That was left wing across to the right corner, and that was not going to happen. Cunningham, nice hustle play to save it in the front court. Now, Jaeger, she can shoot the three. That one, though, a little bit flat. And Roane County clears it. Maddie Hall. She'll pull another three from the wing. That one hits side, hits front, hits side, and drops. Three for Hall.
That one looked like the old Plinko game.
So Hall in the last two games with 7 3-pointers. Four in the last contest, three here already in the first quarter and a minute. Roane County back out in front, 16-15. Here comes Cunningham attacking. Jaeger in amongst traffic. Good spin move. And Jaeger has such soft touch inside.
And does the smart thing as a post player. You keep that ball up high.
Out top again, you got to be careful. You got sharks for Calhoun County defensively swimming. Now Hope Mason tries her hand at a three. That one hits front rim. Montgomery wants to push. Hess into the front court. Beautiful pass. Hess misses the layup, though. Roane County now in some transition. Hall down to the right wing. Nobody on her. Thought about the three again. Out top, and I think that will be out of bounds. And again, you just can never rest, Matt. You got to be very, very aware of where you're going with the basketball every pass.
You can never assume that a lane is open, because I guarantee you it will close quickly.
These guards for Calhoun so quick. Hall again for three. Well, I tell you, she's feeling something tonight. Very confident shooting, and when she misses, it's not by much. Now into the lane, Montgomery. There's a help defense steal. Maddie Hall coming off six steals last night. Has a couple early here in the ball game. Calhoun leading by one, 17-16. Eastman comes out on the wing. There's a pass tipped again, deflected. Out top, there's just no breathing room. Hope Mason trying to lob it in again. Jaeger steals it. Here's Cunningham, all alone. Down the court goes Savannah. Somebody needs to say you cannot lob passes in this ball game against Calhoun. Now Roane County whistled for a carry. That ball got away from Faith Mason just a little bit.
Now let the dribble, the ball bounced up closer to the shoulder, and you know almost are running along with it like a waiter with a serving tray.
Well done, sir. Even John Penna, I can see him out of the corner of my eye, approves of that one. Calhoun up by three. Lead has exchanged hands multiple times here in the first. Roane County has led by as many as seven, Calhoun by as many as five. Red Devils up three at the moment. Cunningham in that far left corner. Out it goes. Montgomery thought about pulling the three on the left wing. Good help deep, or recovery defense, I should say, by Starcher. And that changed Montgomery's mind at the last second.
Did a good job closing out. You know, Montgomery's trying to lob it underneath. Jaeger had the position, but that ball's got to be a more of an arc. And in the panic mode of, you know, between shot and pass, just let that one fly.
Drive and dish out top. Another three opportunity and another make for Hall. Four in the first and second quarters. Maddie Hall unloading in the last couple of games. That one ties it at 19. Arnold going to try to answer. That one might have been partially blocked. It was airballed long. Here comes Faith Mason, front court. Dishes to the little sister on the left block. Assist, Faith, and the bucket for Hope.
Fourth assist now in the ball game for Faith Mason. Again, I love what Hope did. Keep that ball up high. Get it on the rim quickly.
Now back and forth we continue to go. This is shades of that first game between these two. Baseline jumper for Hess off the mark. Nope, sorry, that was Westfall. Backside rebound for the Lady Raiders. Now Mason attacking into the lane. The runner, bank shot, good. Now Roane County on a hot streak. They lead by four again.
Really just great back and forth action from both of these teams. Just very exciting here first half.
Well, you knew Roane County on this five-game win streak had not played the level of competition that Calhoun is. And we wondered, would the hot streak continue? Would the confidence continue? Question answer for Roane County right now.
Yeah, so far in this ball game, and I like the adjustment back into more of a zone defense against a team like Calhoun with Cunningham, Hess, Montgomery. They're all able to get dribble penetration into the lane.
Here's a steal out top. That is Faith Mason stepping in front, and she will go coast to coast. And Roane County on a major run, leading by six now. Montgomery. Over it goes inside now, Jaeger. They're trying to find the big inside, Matt, but to tell you, with Mason lurking inside in the paint, she can really attack and get to passes.
That 3-2 defense, the person at the foul line has the most responsibility to be able to collapse onto that post play. That time Mason read it perfect, knocked the ball out of bounds.
Back and forth we go, 25-19, Roane County on top by 6 now with 2:38 left in the half. We'll be right back. Well, the stars are shining with Roane County and Calhoun County both here in the first half. Montgomery already in double figures for Calhoun County. Hall already in double figures for Roane County.
Yeah, just an offensive barrage from Maddie Hall from the three-point line. That's at 4 now, connected out of 5-6 attempts. That's a pretty good percentage from the three-point line.
25-19, back and forth we go. Roane County on a big run here, leading by 6. Inbounds Cunningham, and she will turn with nobody in front of her, and she is a good shooter. And Cunningham hits that one from the left corner. That breaks Roane County's big streak. Mason, left wing, and Hope feeling it. Everybody dropping dimes.
I like the confident shot from Hope Mason. You know, the coaching staff has been wanting to see more out of her from the offensive side, and she's really starting to deliver here later in the season.
And it can come in handy in big game situations. Montgomery, from a nice pass from Jaeger, got a little far under the basket.
And again, a good challenge on the defensive side without fouling.
Now Faith attacking, rolls one off of the rim. That would have been good had it gone through. Foul coming, though, from Jaeger with a little body contact.
That's just the first foul on the Red Devils. Only 3 in the game for Roane County. So just a very cleanly played game here in the first half.
And 2 of the 3 for Roane County on Faith Mason. Mason frustrated as she misses that first one. 1:54 left in the first half. Roane County leading 27-21. Second one rattles home. Back to the largest lead of the half for Roane County at 7. Roane County extending that matchup just at the three-point line. Jaeger rifles it into the corner right side. Montgomery gives it back. Good help defense by the Lady Raiders. Montgomery trying to lob it into Jaeger, and I think Calhoun County is a little bit confused by the motion of this 3-2 matchup for Roane County.
Well, it's like any defense. I mean, whether it's 2-3, whether it's 1-3-1, whether it's a 3-2, you've got to work that high post area. It gives you so many options. You can turn. You can look cross court. You've got cutters coming low. You've got to play through the high post.
Nearing the minute mark here in the second half. Long cross court pass. Right side starcher. Roane County, throughout this 5-game win streak, has been extremely patient offensively. Inside now, Jaeger, some help defense. And she'll get out there and poke it away from Mason.
A good recovery by Jaeger. If she doesn't get a tip on that pass, Faith Mason's got an easy baseline layup.
There are no easy lob pass inbound plays here. Arnold right on top of Maddie Hall. Roane County will get it to that high post area, looking opposite. Starcher for 3. Might have been tipped, and it is airballed short. 45 on the clock.
Yeah, Montgomery may have got a piece of that shot attempt. I'm not sure.
Inside Cunningham dishes, 15-footer, and that's a good shot for Jaeger. That was the most comfortable offensive set in the last 2 minutes for Calhoun.
That is exactly what Calhoun did to us over at their place, was that Cunningham getting down to the box and then dishing it back up to Jaeger after the collapse of the defense.
Another attack to the lane by Mason, and another foul coming for Jaeger. So that's 2 for Jocelyn Jaeger. And Mason back to the free throw line with 25.2 on the clock. And Mason struggling a bit early from the line. Michaela Jones going to check in for Calhoun, replacing Jaeger.
Looks like her release point is a little bit lower than normal. It's causing that ball to come out a little bit flat.
Second one up, that one good. So 1 of 2 yet again. Lead is 6 for Roane County. 20 seconds left in the half. Been, again, another great first half, just like we saw at Mount Zion back on the 21st of January. Calhoun will work for the final opportunity inside, or will they?
Oh, I thought that ball might have been tipped.
It was Westfall on the corner trying to feed the cutter, Cunningham. Calhoun will put some pressure on in the backcourt. Into the front court, beautiful dish, leaves Maddie Hall open, a basket and a foul. Hall went running down the court as Mason got by half court. She looks in the lane, and there's the white number five. A foul as well will add insult to injury for Calhoun County.
Just great hustle on that fast break. Beautiful dish from Mason. Let's see if Hall can complete the three-point play.
She will. Maddie Hall going straight off here in the first half, and Rome County takes a nine-point lead into the halftime locker room. Both of these teams very confident, but Rome County a little more fire down the stretch of the second quarter to take the big halftime lead. We'll take a quick break here as Matt adds up the stats for both teams. When we come back, recap the first half and give you your statistics after this. We welcome you back inside the castle at the half. Rome County leading Calhoun County by 9, 32-23. A game of runs, the lead exchanging hands multiple times. I sound like the 21st of January in the first half between these two teams at Calhoun County as the two teams battled back and forth in that first half. Rome County, though, down the stretch of the second quarter, played very solid defense. I think they had Calhoun County in a bit of a bind with that 3-2 matchup. The Red Devils throwing the ball away a couple of times. Rome County just continued pedal to the metal offensively. I hope that can continue for Rome County, the offensive prowess that they've had in the first half. You're going to have to be careful because you know Calhoun County's not going to lay down on this one. Calhoun County, on the other side of things, they need to get back to confident offense and getting hands in passing lanes, doing some more talking defensively.
Yeah, for as many times as we, you know, we're worried about the lob passes and the deflections, didn't amount to a ton of turnovers for either team. 5-4 in the steals category, advantage Raiders. 8-3, advantage in assists, Rome County. That shows me we're moving the ball well and we're keeping possessions. If you can at least do that, and we've done such a much better job of minimizing those mental errors and the throwing the ball away, making better decisions with the ball and getting open shots, and they're falling, especially that second quarter. Calhoun had a two-point lead at the end of the first, 19-8, Rome County in that second quarter. Offense lighting it up, defense being very stifling. You know, great play all around. Inside, Abby Eastman doing a great job rebounding the ball. Hope Mason shooting the ball very confidently. I love seeing that, you know, as an extra option for our offense. And Maddie Hall just lights out. You know, you can't say anything more about the way she shot the ball in that first half. 15 points for Maddie, a rebound, two steals. Faith Mason, 6 points. That's a little bit low for her normally, but 6 assists. In that first half, 3 rebounds, a steal, and a block shot. Cameron Starcher with 5 points. Hope Mason with 6. Go along with 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. And then Eastman with 6 rebounds, an assist, and a steal to her credit. For the Red Devils, Josie Montgomery was hot in that first quarter, had 12. None in the second. 12 points all around, 5 rebounds, and 1 steal. Savannah Cunningham with 4 points, a rebound, and 3 assists. Trista Arnold with 1 point and 1 steal. And Jocelyn Yeager with 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals for the Red Devils. Added up, Raiders up 32-23 over the Lady Red Devils as we get ready to start second half action.
Well, we can only hope that the second half is as exciting for both sides as the first half was. It will be Lady Raider possession to begin. Starting 5 in for Rome County, and starting 5 as well for Calhoun County. Screen out top. Faith Mason rolls off the screen. And as Matt mentioned, just 6 in the first half. That's a good design play to begin the second half. And well executed. Abby Eastman providing the screen. Rome County up double figures. Hess on the corner. No good on her 3. Montgomery steps through. Can't get the layup to fall. Mason with the backside rebound and a very late whistle coming in And if that is on Jaeger, that is number three. That is two late fouls in the second quarter, Matt, and one to begin this third. That's a tough, tough call as Jaeger now has picked up three.
Yeah, they're going to roll the dice and leave her in. Got to be smart if you're Jaeger not to pick up that fourth.
And she is a smart player. She'll play hopefully well with that. Starcher out top. Here's Mason stepping in. 16-footer, no good. Rebound. As Montgomery clears another one. Boy, Josie all over the boards.
Yeah, that's seven now in the ball game for Montgomery.
Now Jaeger, again, we said she can shoot. That one flat again, though. And the rebound underneath to Faith Mason. And we got bodies flying. Mason and Arnold with a jump ball. This one will go back to Calhoun County. Trista Arnold is kind of like the Abby Eastman for Calhoun, a glue player. Just does what she's asked to do. And that's provide great defense. And every once in a while, make some points.
Yeah, the one mistake, though, Faith Mason trying to take off with that dribble.
A three-pointer from Montgomery, no good. Outlet pass stolen by Roan County into the front court. Hall on the left side. Hall, heat check time, second quarter, second half. And my goodness, there is no cooling down at halftime for Maddie Hall. That's her fifth. Maddie Hall exploding here in this big game. Roan County by 14 points.
And it's really been the defense that's been the X factor for Roan County. It's causing a lot of havoc and not giving Calhoun very many easy looks at the basket.
Beautiful drive and dish from Arnold to Jaeger, but before Jocelyn could get it up, right there, Abby Eastman for the tie-up possession arrow favors Roan County. Now we're going to see a little backcourt pressure for the Red Devils. Can Roan County handle this pressure? Mason into the front court, right side, gets baseline. Hope gives it off to Eastman. Maddie driving, lost the dribble, Abby driving and lost the dribble. And now I believe Roan County going to get a reach-in foul. That will be Eastman trying to get possession back.
Now, the thing you got to realize is Calhoun's not really looking to trap on that full-court pressure the same way Roan County did early. You're just trying to get you to speed your mind up a little bit and make an unforced error.
Montgomery just 6 points away from breaking another record at Calhoun County. Single season scoring, 422 is where it stands right now. Danny Church, who Montgomery broke the all-time scoring record with, and there is two more for Josie to get closer. Good baseline drive, pressure put on. Now Montgomery feeling a little bit more fire. Knocks that one out of bounds.
And just as I say, full court man, now they switch it into a full court trap.
37-25, Roan County by 12. Maddie Hall going to slow it down as Calhoun retreats. Mason dumping it in on the block, out to Hall, right wing three. Another one! Number six for Maddie Hall.
Probably the best shooting performance I think I've seen her have all year.
Montgomery out top, four away from the single season scoring record. He's got 418 right now. This could cut it closer. That one rims off the side. Eastman with the rebound, and now Arnold going to be whistled. Roan County inbounding in the backcourt again. Dangerous pass. Hall went to chase it, though. Smart play. Beautiful dish underneath, though. Cunningham blocks the shot. Outlet pass to Josie, looking to drive to the basket. The shot is good, and a foul on Roan County. And that is Mason. That is Faith's third. Basket good.
And that is going to be Faith Mason with the foul, three now.
Montgomery trying the three-point play, gets it to go. Roan County into the front court, breaking the pressure, back out top to Hall. Mason steps through. Here's a 14-foot jumper. That is Jaeger. That's number four. That is. Jocelyn Yeager has just picked up her fourth foul of the game at the 4:17 mark of the third quarter. And that's just going to force the hand of Coach Kevin Boak. He's going to have to replace her as Mason hits the first. Yeager will check out with the four fouls. Roane County leading by 13.
Well, Yeager's been having a solid game as well. 6 points and four rebounds.
One of two again for Mason at the line. Cunningham surveying, wants to attack. Throws a pass, no one there though. Outlet from Eastman. Hall tracking it down. Left side, pump fake, shot up, no good. Rebound Eastman, her putback no good. Now Montgomery looking for Hess down the court. It was tipped and stolen though. Mason, Eastman, right side, gives it over to Starcher. Starcher dumping it inside, and that's a foul on Faith Mason.
Hooked the arm.
Yep, she got that arm wrapped right around, and that's going to be number four for Faith. So you got Mason with four, and now you got Yeager with four. Two rock stars, both struggling. Coach Frank Ferrar going to stick with Faith Mason. Wow.
Well, you got to have confidence that she's not going to make any silly fouls if you're going to leave her in with four at this point in the ball game.
If I'm Calhoun County, I go right at her, and Mason had to step out of the way as you saw.
That's the issue you get if you got her in the middle of the floor. She's got to back off.
Cunningham attacked knowing there were four fouls. Coach Frank Brawl are burning a timeout. You know he's going to get Faith out of the ball game now.
Yeah, you know that's going to be a liability on the defensive side if she can't even be, you know, aggressive at the ball. She had to take a step back, gave Cunningham an easy walk to the basket.
So we're going to have some chess match here for the next quarter and a half of this game with two stars without out with four fouls. Of course, there's a lot more stars on both sides, but Roane County led by as many as 14 in this half. It's down to 11, 41-30. And the last 30 seconds, we'll have to see what happens for the next 3.5 minutes with Yeager out inside for Calhoun, and now the leading scorer for Roane County out.
Yeah, this is those moments of time in a game where, you know, could be a turning point. You know, Mason having to sit down. She's done a fantastic job. 7 assists in the ball game, go along with 9 points. You know, that's a big loss for Roane County.
Roane County working it to the middle, looking opposite. Cunningham, though, tracks it down. Look at the speed of Savannah Cunningham. How many times have you and I seen that? Now Cunningham straight to the basket, and Roane County's going to reach in, and Cunningham is headed to the line. That's going to be Cameron Starcher on the foul.
And at this point in the ballgame, this is the biggest loss for Roane County, is not having that extra reliable ball handler to break that pressure.
First free throw good for Cunningham. And the lead down to 10. A senior, Savannah Cunningham, trying to make it single digits, and she does, 2 of 2. Calhoun County scratching and clawing here to get back into this one. Arnold in the backcourt all over Hall. Maddie spins out of it into the front court. Eastman. They'll look opposite, now out to Starcher for the three. That one missing. Cunningham, backside rebound. Here come the Red Devils. And Cunningham, too strong on the delivery to Hess. All right, Faith Mason.
Here's where the chess match goes a little bit. You're going to try to go offense, defense?
Yeah, I think so.
Just to try to have the extra ball handler.
Faith needs to be careful. She likes to drive to the basket, though, just like that. Layup missed. Here comes Montgomery. Josie, front court, attacking, and Starcher going to make Josie earn that one from the line, but Cam has picked up a couple of quick ones here.
Still just two, though, in the ball game for Starcher. And this free throw
breaks the stole record. And there it is, and you see right in front of us, it's official. The single season scoring record. Another one falling at the hands of Josie Montgomery. More importantly for Calhoun County, they've cut the 14-point deficit in half. It's down to 7. Roane County leading 41-34. Lady Raiders have gone a bit stagnant here offensively. Calhoun into a 3-2 matchup zone of their own. Lob pass to Starcher in the corner. inside. Here's Mason. Boy, that was a tough jumper. She tried to put the brakes on in order to not run into anybody, and somehow that one fell through.
That's the thing if you're the Calhoun defenders. Anytime you see Mason coming to the lane, get ready and try to take a charge.
Montgomery for three, left side. That one misses. Eastman right where she always needs to be. Another rebound for Abby.
Nine rebounds now in the ballgame.
Out top, here's a pass stolen by Montgomery. 2-on-1 break up front. Cunningham, the layup is off the mark. Rebound underneath. Mason Montgomery diving after it. And it's a basket for Cunningham. And a whistle coming as well. Nope. They'll say the basket is waved off.
And they called the timeout before the.
That's one of those timeout, timeout. Oh, man, why did I call a timeout?
Yep, that was unfortunate. You know, Montgomery's on the floor with Mason. You're trying to save the possession. And Montgomery, of course, makes a beautiful play.
For an and-one opportunity.
For an and-one opportunity. At the timeout called instead.
So, at the moment, the lead for Roane County stands at 9, 43-34. Lady Raiders have led by as many as 14 in this quarter. Again, Faith Mason with four fouls in the ballgame. Jocelyn Yeager with four fouls on the bench for Calhoun. 1:49 mark here in quarter number three. Boy, that's a dangerous pass by Hess. She basically took that from the hip mat and one hand over the head threw it.
I did like the maneuver on defense, moving Abby Eastman into the middle of the 2-3 zone to try to protect Faith Mason.
Here's Mason attacking, losing the dribble, though. And you got to be careful because now Calhoun County is taking Trista Arnold, Matt, and she is up in the grill of Maddie Hall right now. They're trying to eliminate Hall offensively. Ball stripped away. I think Hall got a piece of it, stolen by Mason. Faith splits two defenders, and wow. She's got even more body control with four fouls, Matt.
Well, normally we might see her initiate the contact and try to go to the free throw line, but doing everything, sidestepping.
Double figure Travel. Lead. Now Cunningham has... Mason turned around and said, what? She heard the whistle. She was running away from contact there. Lady Raiders up by double figures once again at the minute mark. Mason.
It's okay. Pull it back out to the top. You don't have to rush anything here. Under a minute to go in the third.
Hall crossing it over to Hope. Now top to Big Sis. Calhoun, boy, they're just everywhere defensively, all over the place. Mason going to pull up, 17-footer. That's no good. And Cunningham will track it down. 30 on the clock. Here come the Red Devils. Attacking. Cunningham, left-handed layup is good. And once again.
Yep. Faith had to back off.
Matt and I thinking the exact same thing. Faith just, she's a defensive liability right now. But she's an offensive juggernaut. Slides her body again beside the defender. 47-36, back and forth we go with eight. Cunningham, Montgomery attacking. Eastman may have got a piece of that one. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. Roane County leading Calhoun County with one final quarter to play. 47-36, we'll be back. Welcome you back inside the castle. One final quarter to go. Roane County leading 47-36. And Jocelyn Yeager for Calhoun with the four fouls back in. She sat the majority of the third quarter. Faith Mason set out for about a minute and a half and exploded offensively after her fourth foul.
Yeah, she really did. Had 6 points at the half. She's got 15 now after three.
Again, still playing with four fouls. There's Eastman, though, stepping in front. And deflecting the pass. Roane County basketball. Now Hall loses it. Here's Montgomery splitting two defenders. And Montgomery attacks the basket. Thought for a second Mason was going to get a little bold there defensively. Scared me. Lead down to single figures. Roane County has led throughout the second half. Now Faith going to pull up. 15-footer off the mark. Boy, Eastman and Montgomery battling for the rebound there. Josie attacking, and again, Face got to get out of the way. Look at Montgomery. I thought that might fall as the old body contact foul issued by Eastman.
That'll be three on Eastman.
And I imagine Coach Kevin Boak said to both Cunningham and Montgomery in between the third and fourth quarters, hey, you need to attack the rim, force Roane County's hand.
That's where all the action's been throughout the ball game for Calhoun is, like you said, just attacking the middle of the floor, and especially now with Mason, a liability on defense. If you go after her, you've got to know she's going to have to pull back.
Well, Mason drove right into the trap in the corner, and I hope she learned her lesson. Had to throw it off a defender. 47-40. It's a seven-point ball game, and now here's a pass tipped on the inbound. Stolen by Montgomery. Josie from left to right. Beautiful layup. Montgomery trying to will her team back into this ball game. It's a five-point lead for the Lady Raiders with still 7 minutes left. Wow.
Oh, what a ball game. Like I said, that cat and mouse game with the four fouls on Mason. You know, it's a liability on the defensive side, but, you know, the offensive production that you get from that young lady is just you can't have her not be on the floor at this moment in a ball game.
You knew that Calhoun County was not going to be content losing by double figures, and they're not content even losing. They've won nine straight. They don't want to end that one.
Now, Roane County with five in a row, though, they're showing some grit and determination here. They don't want to go down.
The building is lively. And when pressure mounts, who will handle this pressure? Roane County in the backcourt. Calhoun swarming. Here's a pass over to Eastman. Boy, dangerous. It'll end up in a two-on-one break opportunity, though. Beautiful dish from Cameron Starcher. Hope Mason with the finish.
Hope Mason playing as well as I've seen her play all year.
That's a settling bucket for Roane County, but here comes Cunningham. No good. Uh-oh. And Mason's done. Faith Mason has just fouled out on a rebound putback by Yeager. And let's see what happens for the final 6:26 of the game now with your leading scorer out. What a ball game for Faith Mason anyway. But with four fouls, Matt, her offense was very good.
Yeah, she did a great job of avoiding getting the offensive foul calls that time. Just the natural reaction to reach and not just stand there and go straight up.
Yeager missing the first of two. The lead is still seven. And the second one pops out as well. Mason and Montgomery going after that rebound, and Josie just rolled over there. Nothing you can do about that one. That's a hustle turnover.
Yeah, it really is. Just
Roane County getting into the front court here. Now you got to be very careful and patient. Eastman on the block. Here's a turnaround jumper. That's swatted. Ella Hess with defense. Now look at Cunningham attacking, and a block is called on Maddie Hall. There is not much that Maddie has done wrong here tonight, I'll tell you that. And she was trying her best to draw the contact.
Yeah, just couldn't quite get there in time to get herself squared up. Cunningham knocks down another one.
49-43, the lead is six with 6:04 left. And again, Roane County's leading scorer is done for the night. Faith Mason with five fouls. Lob pass into Hall. Maddie going to attack. Roane County has the numbers. Now they'll get into their half-court sets. And again, you just have to fake passes against this defense, Matt. You're not going to lob it.
Fake the pass, make the pass. Fake high, go low.
Calhoun County is one of the most active teams with hands that I have ever seen. And now a loose ball. Boy, Montgomery just getting over there quickly.
I've got a hand on it.
Unfortunately for Cameron Starcher, she was able to hold on too long.
Yep. Got just enough on that one to disrupt the gather
Red Devils trying to make it a one-possession ball game for the first time since the first half. Cunningham attacks off of her own miss. 49-44, Yeager inside. No good. Look at Sammy Kaiser, who checked in to replace Montgomery. Kaiser with a big rebound on the defensive side. Roane County possession. You got to be careful with everything. Jump ball situation will stay with Roane County. Matt, if you pick the dribble up and you're Roane County, you better know where you're going with it.
You better have a pass in mind the moment you pick up that ball because they're swarming.
And there, another pass tipped. Here's Hall. That's really her first good opportunity in the second half. Here's Montgomery off the rebound. 3-on-1 break. Josie, shot blocked, though, by Hall. Great defensive play, but out top, there is Cunningham for two. And it's down to a one-possession ball game. And there's Trista Arnold all over Hall in the backboard again. Starcher brings it across. Roane County needs a bucket here. They led by as many as 14 points in the second half. And Calhoun just clawing and fighting back into this game. Yeah, Hall got away with one there. Here's Hall for three, and that one misses short. Another rebound for Montgomery. Into the front court looking for Arnold. Arnold saves it in. Cunningham there to finish it. And it's a one-point ball game now. And we talked about it. Watch what happens at the 6:26 mark when Faith Mason goes out. It went from 9 down to 1 in less than 3 minutes.
A lot of it is your offensive flow. You're not getting the outside looks that you were in the first half, and the shots are not falling.
Uh-oh, and now we've got some extracurriculars as Roane County is going to see a fan exit early. You know, the crazy thing is this game is so good that you just, if you're a fan, you should be appreciating this game.
Oh, absolutely.
Unfortunately, one goes down.
And they did, I think, get the foul, though, on Arnold, which I believe is what that fan was clamoring for.
Hall in the backcourt working one-on-one into the front court. Boy, Arnold almost got to it again. Now Hess will steal it. I'm telling you, this defense for Calhoun County is a different level in the second half. They can take the lead back from Roane County here. Under four remaining in the ballgame, 49-48 Roane County. Lady Raiders have led the entirety of the second half. Roane County needs a big play. Hall, oh, almost a steal. Yeager going to work inside. There's a spin move. No good. Eastman again all over it, and a jump ball called. Eastman no quicker to get that in her hands as the defense goes right at her. And that jump ball gives it back to Calhoun County.
That was the 10th rebound of the ball game for Eastman.
Here's a shot by Cunningham blocked. Rebound controlled by Yeager, and her putback no good. Sammy Kaiser came in to replace Mason, and she has made two big defensive plays. Hall underneath, the shot put up by Mason. It's no good, but the backside rebound is controlled by Kaiser. Sammy, three big rebounds now, and she'll be at the line for a pair.
And they're going to get Arnold on the foul from behind after the rebound attempt.
First free throw for Kaiser, missing short. 3:16 left in this one. Love it. Win, lose, or draw. Both these teams playing great basketball. 0-2 at the line, and now Roane County got a little bit antsy there off of the two misses. And Hope Mason going to be whistled for the reach-in foul, and that will be bonus basketball. 1-1 for Ella Hess. Chance to tie it for Calhoun County and possibly take a lead. Roane County trying to hang on to this one-point lead. They will not as Hess ties it.
Roane County just struggling on the offensive side, just unable to get anything to the basket.
when you don't have the threat of Faith Mason in, it really allows you to key on Roane County's best offensive threat right now, which is Maddie Hall. She's only had one good look at the basket since Mason has gone out with fouls. Second for Hess, good. And for the first time in the second half, Calhoun County takes a lead.
That's for the first time since the first quarter.
Paige Mealy has checked into the game. Roane County dumping it underneath. Every pass tipped, every single one of them. Mason out top over the head of Mealy. Arnold with the steal. Trista to the right side, layup good, and a foul. And suddenly, Calhoun County has had the momentum swing securely in their favor.
Like you said, it was a 9-point ball game when Faith Mason went out. Big turnaround.
A 12-point swing from the time that Faith Mason fouled out of the ball game, which was at the 6:26 mark. We are less than 4 minutes gone by, and it is that big of a swing. And again, it's not just that she's out, it's what she provides you in threats that really shrinks the offense for Roane County. And it's showing Roane County has really struggled to find even a good look, Matt, in the fourth quarter. And they're going to have to find something down the stretch. There's still 3 minutes to go in this game.
Yeah, still plenty of ball game left. You got to find something on the offensive end. Who's going to step up? If they're swarming on Maddie Hall, you got to just try to make some crisp passes. Again, still try to work your offense into that high post area and see if you can get a turn and a kick, maybe to the corner. Cameron Starcher has been blank since the early part of the ball game. Plenty capable of making some shots. Mealy's able to make shots. Hope Mason's had a nice game. 8 points, one of her better offensive productions in the season so far. So, you know, there's plenty of options. You just got to settle yourself down and just make the right passes.
3-point play opportunity. Arnold makes it interesting and drops it in. If you're Roane County, number one, you have to fake passes and make passes and maybe use Calhoun County's defensive aggression against them. Hope Mason pumps, pulls up, just like Big Sis, almost drills it from the outside. Yeager's pass now goes out of her hands, and it's stolen by Roane County. Starcher gives it off to Mealy. Now Mason on the wing, right side. Unable to connect again. Again, one of her best offensive performances today, though. Now Calhoun's going to slow it down here and work an offensive set, leading by four. 2:15 left. Roane County has played one of their best games of the season, but will it be enough to overtake this Calhoun County team playing at a very high level of 9 wins in a row? Yeager gives it out top now. Montgomery attacking the lane. Absorbed the body contact of Eastman and gets the layup to fall. Roane County down 6 now. They need a basket in a bad way. They have been silent for the last 4 minutes. Mealy, boy, she has the ability to shoot. Instead, it'll be Hope Mason for 3. That one no good. The rebound last touched. Out of bounds by Yeager. Roane County gets a break here with 1:37 left.
You'll bring Kaylee Thurman in for Paige Mealy.
Yeah, the freshman, a very sharp shooter. Inbounds pass.
Go.
Can she grab one from off the bench? Cold. Nope. Eastman underneath, ripping the rebound away from Hess. Can't hold on to it. Yeah, that's a lot to ask of a freshman. Come off the bench after sitting the entire game and, hey, bury a 3. No big deal.
Yeah. That would be tough for anybody to come in stone cold off the bench and try to get one to fall, get your team back in this one. Raiders trailing by 6.
Again, Thurman, though, said, hey, I'm much more confident than I was the first couple games of varsity. Stall ball now. Roane County's probably going to be forced to foul here.
Yeah, the first couple of games, Thurman would have not even wanted to take that shot.
Minutes left in this one. Good pass deflection by Hope Mason, stolen by Roane County. A big opportunity over to Starcher. Left side 3 just rims out, though. That would have been massive. Would have cut it down to a one-possession ball game.
Yeah, you really could have used those last 2 shots to go. Time just ticking away for Roane County.
Lady Raiders are going to have to foul now. They're going
to
have to foul right now. You cannot continue to play defense. You're going to have to foul now. Time running out on Roane County. You got to foul. They're not going to do it, and it's going to end up with 20 seconds off the clock almost a wide open look. What are you doing, Matt? You got a foul there.
I don't know. I mean, you could see Coach Farrar saying, come get him, come get him. And just not, you know, not recognizing exactly what the coach was wanting you to do.
So Yeager, who again had four fouls early in the third quarter, set the entire third quarter, came back in to start the fourth quarter, and she has been clean. And she'll hit a big free throw, and she'll hit two big ones. It's now or never for Roane County. You got to hit threes. Let's go. Get there quickly.
Now you need something quick.
Hall has been the big three-point threat. She'll attack instead. Beautiful layup. Absolutely beautiful. Big bucket. But again, Roane County, 15 on the clock, and I think that's a sign Roane County is done. Why? You let 9 seconds run off the clock when you're down six.
Yeah, if you're going to foul there, you have to get there quickly and foul.
That has to be.
You let 20 seconds run off the last possession. You let 9 run off here.
Hey, the sense of urgency needs to be that of my mind and my speech right there. You got to hurry. Cunningham makes the first, and
Cunningham,
I think that's going to seal it.
Was a 50% free throw shooter early in the season.
Misses her first free throw of the game. Rebound comes down to Mason. Out top with 7 on the clock. Roane County looks opposite, and the steal by Yeager. Stolen back by Mason. She'll fire from way downtown. And ball game over. Wow, what a ball game.
Oh, it was.
Between Roane County and Calhoun County. The Lady Raiders led by as many as 14 in the second half. But Faith Mason goes down to fouls with 6:26 in the ball game. And Roane County leading by 9, and the Lady Raiders just unable to withstand the barrage coming by the Calhoun County Lady Red Devils. But I tell you what, as good as game 1 was, Matt, this one was way, way better between these two programs. Just an absolute high-level basketball game between two teams. When you look down, Roane County winners of 5 straight, 6 of 7, Calhoun winners of 9 straight. These are two teams playing at a very high level right now. Very exciting ball game here tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, Matt White will add up the stats. We'll recap the ball game, and we'll have your Willoughby Starcher Auto Parts players of the game for both teams after this. We welcome you back inside the castle. Man, I got to settle down and take a breath after that game. That was exciting from start to finish. In the first half, it was both teams exchanging heavyweight blows back and forth. Roane County fell early to the Red Devils, down by 5. Lady Raiders came storming back to take a 7-point lead. Calhoun comes back, takes the lead back by 1. The two teams exchange leads throughout the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter. Roane County got really hot in the final 4 minutes of the second quarter. They took a commanding 32-23, 9-point lead at the half. And you knew that that was only the beginning, and it was. Roane County, though, played extremely solid basketball throughout this game. Let's not let that be unsaid. Roane County, in fact, took a 14-point lead. They led throughout the entirety of the second half until the end. Roane County took a 14-point lead into the fourth quarter over the Red Devils. Calhoun just continuing to scratch and claw and fight their way back into it. The big thing that happened, though, for Roane County was Faith Mason, who played so well offensively with 4 fouls, finally succumbed to foul trouble with 5 at the 6:26 mark in the game. At that point, Roane County led by 9. For the next 4 minutes, it was Calhoun County coming back and taking the lead. Roane County just didn't have enough threats out on the offensive side to withstand the pressure of Calhoun County. And eventually, with about 2.5 left in the game, Calhoun took their first lead of the half, and they extended it down the stretch. And again, it was just obvious that you could see Roane County just didn't have an offense to prepare without Faith Mason in the ball game. And what that does is that really limits you with a team like Calhoun, who just, I couldn't tell you, Matt, how many deflected passes they had here tonight. Roane County had their fair share as well, but just, man, everything seemed to be contested, deflected, or stolen at the end.
Yeah, it really was just, fantastic back and forth. The back and forth went like this, Drew. 15-13, 2-point lead for Calhoun at the end of the first. Roane County at 19-8 second quarter to take the lead, 32-23 at the half. Pretty balanced third quarter from both teams. Roane County taking a 47-36 11-point margin going into the fourth quarter, 22-4 down the stretch.
Yikes.
That fourth quarter for Calhoun County really poured it on, and especially after Faith Mason went out. It was just the tipping point in this ball game. So, I mean, great ball game all around. 23-31, Calhoun with the rebound margin. 12 of those going to Josie Montgomery. Roane County did a good job throughout the first three quarters of moving the ball around and getting good looks. 13-5 assist margin advantage Roane County. But the defense down the stretch was key for Calhoun. It was a 14-12 overall margin in the steals category for Roane County. But down the stretch, five steals in the fourth quarter was really the turning point as well for the Red Devils to take this win, and a 3-2 advantage margin in blocked shots for Roane County. Just what a ball game. But
man,
just the fourth quarter, the offense from Calhoun and the defense just was too much for Roane County to overcome. Maddie Hall, she had 15 in the first half, was limited to 8 in the second, finished with 23 points.
Limited to eight
compared to the first half, where she really was just hitting everything. A rebound, three steals, and a block shot for her. Faith Mason, 15 points, four rebounds. She had seven assists, two steals, and a block shot. Cameron Starcher with 5 points, two assists, and two steals. And Hope Mason, 8 points, five rebounds. She had four steals and one assist. Abby Eastman, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and 1 blocked shot. And then Sammy Kaiser with 3 rebounds down the stretch, filling in at the end of that ball game. That's all your stats for Roane County in the ball game. For the Red Devils, it was Josie Montgomery with 27. Now the single season record holder for Calhoun.
Sure record. She doesn't hold now at Calhoun County.
I'm beginning to wonder if she can surpass either one of the Davises to maybe take the overall. That's going to be a tough stretch for the finish of the year. But, yeah, what a career for her so far, and it's not over. 27 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals, 1 assist. And Savannah Cunningham, huge again, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a blocked shot. Jocelyn Yeager with 8 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals. 4 points from Trista Arnold, an assist and 2 steals, and 2 points from Ella Hess, 4 rebounds, a steal, and a block shot, and then 1 rebound for Michaela Jones to round out the scoring for the Red Devils. Add it all up, and a barn burner ends up going the way of the Red Devil, 58-51.
I think if you're Roane County, Matt, you realize that it wasn't just the opponents now that you were playing last week. It's the fact that Roane County is playing at a different level of basketball than we saw the entire first half of the season. You got to draw some really, really good things from this game, because you had a tremendous team on the ropes throughout the ball game. You lose your leading scorer, it's going to be hard for anybody to compete with Calhoun County without your leading scorer in the ball game. But Roane County will take good from this, I think, as they round out the regular season and look towards the postseason. For Calhoun County, one thing you know going into the postseason is you are going to have been battle-tested, because they are getting everybody's best shot, especially Roane County's, here tonight in that victory. Roane County now 10-9, 5-6 overall in the LKC East. Calhoun County now 14-4 and 8-3 in the LKC Eastern Division. And again, Roane County, we think, is in the four position no matter what, heading to Williamstown Thursday. As far as this win goes for Calhoun County, it depends on wins versus how many losses teams have. They're right on that cusp with Webster County. I think Webster County has a 7-2 record, so one less win, one less loss for Webster County. I don't know how that's going to shake out with the number two seed. Gilmer County, only the one loss to Calhoun County on the season in the East. So that might have something to do with the tiebreaker. We don't know how it's going to shake out for the Lady Red Devils. All we know, Matt, is we were treated to an absolute great contest here between these two teams tonight. Okay, have I waxed poetic enough to give you time? We'll let you start your auto parts players of the game for both sides.
Both sides. Well, I got to go the John Penner route on this one. 2-2. For Roane County, Matty Hall had the hot hand, 23 points, 3 steals, a block, and a rebound. And then Faith Mason, 15 points and 7 assists, 4 boards, 2 steals, and a block shot. And then for the Red Devils, it's probably pretty obvious who that one's going to be. It's Josie Montgomery, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals. And then Savannah Cunningham, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block shot, a partridge in a pear tree. You're welcome.
I got Matt doing it now.
You're welcome, Drew. Congratulations to those ladies, Matty Hall and Faith Mason for the Lady Raiders, and Savannah Cunningham and Josie Montgomery for the Lady Red Devils, are Willard C. Starcher Auto Parts players of the game.
The stars shine bright for both teams here tonight. Our next sports broadcast will be tomorrow. We'll be back here at the castle. We're going to switch sports. We're going to go for Roane County High School wrestling action.
Wrestling.
The Raiders will have senior night here tomorrow, a quad at the castle. So we'll be on the air with pregame coverage right before that begins. Scheduled to start anywhere between 5 and 6. It is wrestling, so nobody really has a clue when it's going to actually start. Roane County's Lady Raiders will be our next basketball broadcast Thursday night. We believe the Lady Raiders will be heading to Williamstown for their LKC placement game. For Calhoun County, they will await the fate of where they will be headed and who will they be playing. Will it be Thursday night at home, or will it be Saturday night in the LKC Night of Champions at the Waco Center? We'll find out which that will be as of tomorrow night. We appreciate you joining us here tonight for this wonderful ball game between Roane County and Calhoun County in Lady basketball action. For our entire broadcast crew, John Pinna, our substitute camera person, great job tonight, John. Actually, I haven't even seen the video, so I'll have to check it and see if he was terrible or not. Okay, he says it wasn't great. Joe McDonald from A&M Digital Technologies providing the graphics and the instant replays for us. Another great job for Joe. We appreciate him joining us. Matt White, my color commentator. I'm Andrew Miller. Have a wonderful night, everyone.